You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
And welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. We're here today. We're strange.
Woo! Always strange. Woo.
It has been a long-ass crazy weekend, but yeah, I'm Miss Jackie. I got my lovely co-host, Jessica, here.
Hi.
I have my other lovely co-host, Georgina, here.
Hey!
And of course, I have my lovely friend, Luca, here.
Yo, what's up?
Luca's hanging. We got a couple more planning to come in. We're checking on Cookie. Oh, yeah, I had that same problem. We got beers in the studio today.
Whoops. Beers, guys.
Some summer lager, dude.
Oh, the summer
end
lager.
Of summer lager.
What's up?
Summer lager.
I'm drinking a summer lager wearing a winter coat.
Hey, are we from Boston? Lager.
We're not from Boston.
No. No way, kid. No way, guy.
So, oh, yeah. Boy. It's been crazy for the past week here.
Oh, Jesus.
The past month. Already.
I had a really relaxing weekend, actually, which is surprising. But I did go to the Dragonette show, which was phenomenal.
Awesome. Dragonette is the shit.
At Paradise. I was like blown away. She's amazing.
She is. Rick was there too, Rick and his girlfriend.
Oh, it was so good. My friend Jessa, she got us VIP. I guess her uncle like basically runs the place. She got us VIP upstairs. I didn't even know that they had an upstairs there.
It's sick. No,
like
it's
right
nice.
Near the DJ booth and the lights. So it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we have VIP. Yeah, match. It was great.
Oh hey,
we got our buddy here. We're getting the seats, the arrangement, trying to figure out what people are doing and how. And
he
when.
Thinks he's gonna ignore the microphone.
Yeah, nope. No ignoring the microphone, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
We got David. David Lee Bass.
I just
David
ran Lee
here. Woo.
Good. Push some old lady down. She's fine.
The stragglers
she's
are all
okay.
coming in.
She's fine.
She'll be
hey,
doctor
you,
said that
did you get
right.
a replacement phone, Dave?
No.
You still don't have one?
I'm living the life free.
Off the grid.
Look at you and your little...
I know. Hey,
you speaking of lost
yeah,
phones...
Yeah, you got yours returned.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
You were the luckiest bitch ever. Praise.
I lost my phone on Saturday at the Freedom Rally. Yeah. Like, before anything even started. Like, at noon. Because it rained that morning, there was a lot going on, and things got pushed back time-wise and blah, blah, blah. And so they're obviously a bunch of late stoners, and this started a little late, but I lost my phone. I was going to run to do some errands for... I had to run back to the studio to pick some stuff up. And the next thing you know... I look around and I got no phone. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I know that feeling.
It's the worst feeling
told
in
you.
The world. It's so
bad. You feel so helpless. You're like, oh my God.
My thumbs are naked.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was just it was the wrong day to not have a phone. Like, really.
Because I know.
Everybody was looking for me. Like, oh.
You're trying to get in contact with everyone.
Yeah, it was awful.
And there's thousands of people around you. You're
thousands.
Like, there's no way you're going to find your friends.
There had
no
been like 50,000
so
people
pictures,
there.
So many pictures.
I wasn't worried about the pictures. I don't have too much. I delete after I send anything dirty. I delete it.
I gotta save it.
No, I gotta get rid of it. It's done. Once it's done, it's
I love saving photos.
Oh, my mom is calling my friends now, and they're like looking for me. My friends are like texting me like via Facebook, obviously.
A GChat.
Hey, dude,
I felt so lost, but it was honestly like sometimes it's really nice to not like have a phone.
It's really nice to not have a phone, but
but you need it for so many things.
Like I couldn't post any pictures. I wanted to take pictures of so much stuff. I wanted to Instagram bullshit, and I couldn't. And like I'm
my main
pissed.
Thing is like I need my GPS on it because this thing saves my life. And I need the NextBus app, like because
oh my god, no, my NextBus is so important.
The NextBus is
really
good.
So important.
GPS on
like
there, you can see
that's the one thing that I miss.
That's the one thing that I need. So I'm like totally lost without that's it because I don't know the buses at all.
No. The whole GPS thing, and like I can't navigate without it now. I realize that going to a party or a friend's house, you're like, what street is that?
Well, now you can drop a pin.
It's like living the 90s. It's living like the 90s with a notebook and a pen, drawing little maps and.
Look for this and then take a left.
I forgot how to make a B one time. I was like, is that how you do it?
Oh,
Yeah, that looks
the
right.
Alphabet is so
I
old
know
hat.
It's a B. I guess that's all that matters.
I couldn't tag three strange women, so if you want to tag that.
I am. I'm tagging it okay, all up good. Now.
My iPhone doesn't let me tag pages, which
really?
Is weird. Yeah.
Did it used to?
No.
This doesn't
they need an update.
Here's something, though. Don't freak out, all right? My dad has an iPhone 4S.
Yes, that's what I got.
That's what I have.
And I'm thinking about getting it, or I'm or getting his phone because he just died today at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Don't
oh
freak
my
out.
God!
But
are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. He's my dad.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. David, okay, that's fine. But I'm yeah, thinking, sure.
But I have to like wait a couple of days to like get inside the house and get his stuff. I.e., and my mom is like, she's calling because my parents are separated, and so like I'm telling my mom like, oh, I need to get a phone, and I guess.
She was like, take his?
And she, yeah, well, I kind of help her. I kind of
answer. Hey, your dad died. Do you
Wait
want
a second.
Phone?
Are you okay? Like, what was your
really,
relationship?
I'm really fine.
With him?
Yeah, I love my dad. He's really awesome. He was really, really, really cool guy.
Was he sick? Like, what happened?
I had the cancer.
Oh,
the lung
man.
Cancer with the cigarettes.
Oh,
maybe something.
Damn.
Yeah, and so I was really
maybe
prepared.
I'm so sorry,
baby.
No, thank you so much. I'm not,
I know, baby. I'm surprised you're here.
My dad passed away. Failure,
yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
A lot of cleanup. You got to do a lot of cleanup now. Now
it's the worst.
Because the funeral and all that jazz and the calling these people, and that's why I kind of want the phone. And I'm trying. I have to tell my mom to tell, because there's all these women that are like, you know, the family women that are like working through this stuff.
Sure.
And I have to like go through, and I have to like insinuate that I want his, I do want like his stuff.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
And I'm the only one here. Everyone is down south in Alabama, so I have to like, it's kind of, I have this advantage. But I have to get inside the house and like look for his things, which is, I got his watch. It was his dying wrist that I wear it.
I did that with my mother's watch too.
Tear. Love you, daddy.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't get that. But here's the thing. I'm T-Mobile. So
T-Mobile sucks.
Well, what do you think about that?
They don't have iPhone. Yeah, they
don't. No, they don't. My mom has an iPhone unlocked. You can buy.
Yeah, you can unlock it.
But it's a piece of shit. No, don't do it. It's so slow. It's so slow. Even with the 4G, that iPhone just isn't compatible with the 4G.
It isn't compatible with the 4G. I'm telling you, dude. The Android is just where it's at.
Is the iPhone 5 4G?
That's what I want.
I'm hearing rumors that it is.
Look at that.
We're about to get rid of the T-Mobile altogether and start a family plan with the Verizon and the iPhone 5s.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're paying, we can get for cheaper. We can get 3 lines for $200, and we're paying $180 for 3 lines right now in T-Mobile, and we don't get shit.
And
so.
They have keyboard attachment cases that now.
I've heard of that.
That's my only,
I'm getting that all day.
Drawback with the iPhone thing.
Because I'm honestly gonna miss my keyboard with this phone.
You
I
like
love
the
having
the
option.
Because
it's gonna be a big adjustment for you.
It is.
You don't
it's gonna
have to look at it.
I'm so scared.
Look at your phone so much.
But I'm excited because I'll be able to have Instagram like everybody else.
Yep. True.
Be a tool bag.
True. I want Instagram so bad.
Instagram, I want it so bad too. Oh, Kayla's stuck on my level with the BlackBerry. We're
sit over here for a second.
Correct.
I'm gonna look at my piece.
It's gonna be it's gonna be so nice to actually have this though.
Do it. Switch the iPhone.
I only want an iPhone so I can take nice pictures.
That's what I mean.
Well, the only reason why I want it.
The camera's unbelievable.
Really,
yeah.
Really
the camera
nice
on the BlackBerry is really nice too, but the Instagram thing, I just don't have Instagram.
That's
and it
weird
really
that they don't have
off.
Instagram for BlackBerry. I find that so strange.
They have like Blackgram, like something stupid. Like the RIM Research in Motion is the company that makes all the apps for BlackBerry, and they
you should switch to iPhone. I didn't have to pay $675 though. I paid $300.
Oh, lucky!
I got him down. I know.
Did you get the 64 or the 32 gig?
I got the 32 gig. I was like, listen. I went in there. I'm like, listen. I need a 32 gigabyte 4GS.
Now.
And and I'm not.
Like
and it has to be white now. And I'm like, I'm not paying $675.
Sorry.
So he had me like add this line that I don't use. I have no idea. But basically, he got my phone, my telephone bill down because I'm paying $150.
Nice.
That's not bad.
And but he got it down to $110, and I got the phone for $300.
All right.
I was like, nice. And he
score.
And he gave me the option of returning it and getting the 5.
That's
if I wanted to.
You should do that.
But I don't know if I want to do it because you know when they come out with new phones, like all the bugs that are in it.
If there is
like,
a bug, just work through it. And
yeah, I got insurance this time.
Good girl.
And find my iPhone. So I was like,
that's what's
going
to be key.
Yeah,
I
was like, just
security
do it.
Thing. Like the security where you can.
Or you can
look
track
for your.
Can
yep.
anyone actually
that's what I got, the tracker.
Them.
I was like, that's
you
absolutely what I
it's
need.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
So before we go into a first break, let's talk about some weekend stuff. This was the Freedom Rally this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Jessica was there. I know I saw Jonah and Luca there for a few minutes. They they found me. It was a good time. I swear I'm still high.
Oh, my God.
I swear I'm still high. I had some edibles. People were just shoving edibles in my face, and I didn't know what to do. Somebody gave me this, like, 5x5-inch square of a Rice Krispie edible treat.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, yes. I didn't even know what to do with it.
I got one of those.
I was just, everybody I found, I was ripping off corners and just shoving it in their mouth. Eat this.
It was delicious.
I'm so pissed I couldn't go.
I wanted you to be there so bad. I could have got you back.
I smoked like twice that day, but I ate so many edibles.
That's what it was.
Killing me.
Edibles. They were everywhere.
Edibles were so good.
That's what I was thinking about, running over there on break and going grab some brownies. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I tried this one thing. It was like a gummy. I've never had a weed gummy.
Oh, they're so good.
But there's lollipops, too.
So. They were, yeah. Oh, my God. There were lollipops out of control.
Paula's the best.
Paula. Providence Paula. Shout out.
Serious shout out. She saved the day.
She did.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Get me one of those beers.
Get the beers, kid. Samalaga.
The Samalaga, yeah.
So what else did you do?
Well, after the Freedom Rally, I was on stage, main stage for 420, bopping back and forth between main stage and second stage. Tomor and Greg Runge ran that second stage like you've never, ever, ever seen somebody run a stage. Seriously. I was so impressed with the way Greg just took that and fucking made it his bitch.
Sweet.
Yeah. Made it his bitch. Tomor killed it on the stage announcing. Dex was MC for the main stage. Dex motherfucking Tur. He killed it as always. All the speakers were great. I saw Barney Frank. Kara had a minute to speak. Laura. All of our good buddies here. Keith spoke on the second stage. There was Keith Straup, the founder of Normal there. Everyone was there. It was a damn good time.
It was a damn good time.
I'm sorry that I missed it.
Yeah, let me shout out to Nicole D'Amico and friends, Rachel.
Oh,
Detroit.
Yeah.
Did a good job.
Yeah, how was she?
Nicole D'Amico and her band killed it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Killed it.
Yeah, they're nice backup dancers. Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
They had it going on. You know who else I was phenomenally impressed with as far as performance-wise? I was really, really impressed with the Indobox and Spiritual Res. They wrapped it up after 420, and it was incredible.
Like, oh, the Indobox was there. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They had, like, hoopers and stuff. It was a good time. Madelon was great earlier in the day.
I only got to see, like, a half a set, so I'm sad that I can't comment on any of that.
That's what I needed to check was the music.
What is that, Jackie?
What is what? Oh, my God. Oh, I meant to do this. My friend Jacqueline had an endoscopy today, and shout out to Jacqueline's vagina.
Oh, boy.
Shit, I was going to say, that's some body parts, right?
Yeah, those are like her fallopian tubes.
That's some insides.
And like her uterus and stuff.
Go look up what does that mean? Jacqueline's boobs on Facebook and like them.
They're awesome.
I like the titties.
Yeah,
like them all day. But yeah, after the Freedom Rally, that was...
Lick 'em titties.
We had a crazy after party. We had a nutso after party. You know who I met up with actually towards the end of it, and she stayed for the whole thing, was Kat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kat hung out with me. James.
She was there all night. Yep.
I've been hearing about random appearances of Kat James.
I
haven't seen her, and
I miss her. Catherine. Now Kat again.
Catherine.
She's one of my favorites. She came to that after party. It was insane. There was so much weed, and eventually there were dabs, and
I'm kinda
everybody
bummed
was
I didn't
fucked
go.
Up. I know. I didn't know.
Wait, where was the after party?
I passed out.
It was in Alston.
Went
it
home
was
and
a shit
out.
Show. Rug Road.
Who's? Oh my God! There was. I love Rug Road. Like those underground.
It was gross. It was so slimy. Gross.
Oh,
did you? It was probably in that building.
Underneath
the sound, the sound gym or tone.
It's not. No, I know where you're talking about.
Wait, are you talking about when
spot.
You go downstairs
down
into
the street,
that creep zone?
It was, yes, the creep zone.
The creep zone. I've been to like a rave there. They were like spraying water bottles in my face. I love that place.
We were upstairs. It was a good time. I don't know what we did. It was fucking crazy. The Freedom Rally after party.
Damn.
We have Cookie here. Cookie was at that after party. She
meow meow bitches.
She literally was my like savior all night. Me and Cookie were inseparable.
Was it about that cake?
Oh my God, you were there too. That's right.
Shout out to Brooke Andrews for the ill cake.
Shout out to cake.
Thank you so much.
I wish I could have had some of that cake.
Mm. Let me show you the picture of this cake. Mm. I'll post it on the Three Strange Women page after.
I'm but so
this,
sad I missed it. Can I feel left
it?
Out.
Can I
it was a bong cake. Yes, please describe.
Nice. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was a fully functional bong cake. We smoked out of the cake.
Nah. Yeah.
I swear to God. Yep.
How much ganja was in that cake?
Right.
None. It wasn't a ganja cake.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
The edibles were all around the sides.
You know what? I didn't even think about that.
The edibles were around the sides.
I ate so much cake, it's not even funny.
I ate
so much cake.
My roommate made a ganja green bean casserole.
That sounds awesome.
The other day. It was great.
You want some cake?
You want to lick this cake?
Cake all day. Oh, Jesus. All right, well, we're going to hop into a little musical break. That's the Freedom Rally recap. It was insane. Cookie, what was your favorite part of the Freedom Rally?
I'm going to say Providence Paula volunteering to donate the amenities for the backstage.
There was everything. We had lemonade, hot dogs, pretzels, popcorn.
You can thank me for the lemonade because that was
fantastic lemonade.
Yeah, helping her run the hospitality area was like
the Freedom Rally?
Yeah, that's
4:20. I didn't really get to experience the rally per se because I was mostly backstage and otherwise trying to hydrate my friends, but. I got to dance to the Big Old Dirty Bucket, and that is always
Big Old Dirty Bucket. They were there too. They were so good, so good, so much good music. I couldn't even wrap my head around it. Like too much to handle. Jesus. Well, we're gonna get into some music now. Get our minds right here in the studio. You know how that goes. We'll be back. Keep it locked. Unregular Radio. Three strange women: Jackie, Jessica, Georgina, Crystal, meow. Kayla, David, Jonah, Luca. We're here. We'll be back.
Check testing one. Unregularradio.com. Boston's best online radio.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
regularradio.com.
Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what you about romance?
And we're back, Three Strange Women, on regularradio.com. I'm Miss Jackie, here still with my strange friends, ladies. Miss Jessica.
Hi.
Georgina.
Hey, y'all.
She pulls out of her tits, by the way.
Hey, y'all.
Crazy.
No way.
No way. Yeah. And we got my good friend Cookie here.
Meow, meow.
Finally.
Meow.
Kayla.
What up?
David.
Show enough.
Jonah.
Yo.
And Luca.
Yo, what's up?
Good to have everybody. Wow, we got a lot today.
Family's here.
We got a solid crew.
Yeah. Fucking family.
It's the family.
The whole goddamn family's here.
Family
radio.
Right here, right now, right here.
Did I do that?
Jackie, can we start venting about the Chris Brown tattoo, please?
Yeah, we can actually start with that. I hate Chris Brown.
Fucking hate Chris Brown.
Don't hate, appreciate.
What a disgusting pig.
He's gross, no.
And she's still talking to him.
She is does. She That's really? What's stupid. Yeah, she's back to dating him.
So more, he's so proud of beating the shit out of her that he got a tattoo of her beat up face on his neck.
I thought she would be stronger than that.
Her whatever you want to call it, justification for talking to him again is that what we were doing would have been acceptable in the bedroom, but because
fuck that, that's your what face I'm saying. Is mutilated.
I'm pretty sure she didn't appreciate getting hit in the first
place. No, she didn't. And if you look, it looks like he took the back of her head and like smashed it into like the grates.
He smashed it in the window.
In the window.
Against the window, yeah.
They were going through each other's phones, I guess, and I guess he got.
Yeah, he went through her phone.
Yeah.
But he has it tattooed right on his neck.
And here's the
right
thing.
On his
neck. He couldn't have gotten like a worse tattoo. Like, he could have gotten a better tattoo artist.
I know, like how shitty was that?
A better face.
I'm getting it right now. Hold on.
It's not pretty.
It's such shitty quality.
It's a shadow of a brutal.
It's a woman's beaten
but it's
fucking
not, like,
face.
It's not a beaten. It doesn't.
Like
look,
you have all this money and like
he's trying to hide it or something. Like, oh, maybe they won't notice. And, oh, my friend's kid told me to do it.
Oh, they won't notice it right on your neck. No, bro, not at all.
Look what I did to this girl.
I swear it was her idea.
Oh God!
She probably said, "I'm not going to date you if you don't." Yeah,
I don't think so.
I really think the whole thing was her idea, and things just got a little bit out of hand where he beat her up a little bit too much.
He went through her phone and found something.
But this is out in public, wasn't it?
But this is what
it's more like a cheetah.
When he first beat her up, that was like in public. They were in the car.
They were in the car. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I don't think she wanted that.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, definitely not. And what woman wants to get beat up like that? Look at her face.
She's got two fucking.
Yeah, there's a line.
It freaks me out.
There's definitely a line.
She has a schedule to keep.
Yeah. The fact that she's like, oh well. Well, you know, if it was in the bedroom, like that's like her, like
so you
twisted
want, yeah.
mentally. He's fucked right. with her
he's
mentally.
Manipulated.
That's yeah, for sure.
Up. Yeah, absolutely.
If you're gonna justify it happening later, when obviously it was not okay in the beginning, like you should not
she
be
has, like,
anywhere near
syndrome.
That person.
Well, I think she does. I think she needs help too.
Sure.
I think they both need.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She does because she thinks she deserves that if she's still talking to him.
I think so.
Yep.
That's fucked
it's
up.
Disgusting. It's fucking
no one deserves
disgusting.
That.
No.
Do we know what she has said about the tattoo?
Let's look it up.
No.
He's
that doesn't
he's
look anything like me. Oh, that's not me. That's the mother bitch.
No, that's a
that's an Egyptian
squad.
Goddess. It's just really, I can't believe it. I cannot believe that someone would tattoo that on
so
their neck.
So offensive.
It's supposed to be, like, the Lady of Death or something.
Yeah.
Like some
oh, really? Bullshit. What Lady of Death? Can you Google the Lady of Death, please? I've never seen a Lady
Does
of Death
Lady
like
of
that.
Does Lady of Death have the exact same bruises on her face that this
As Rihanna?
Had?
That Rihanna? Yeah, no shit.
Similar facial structure? Yeah.
Like, you can't deny it. It's
no.
Rihanna beat up.
It was a role play. It's
you beat
the
Lady of Death.
Lady of Death, yo.
Like, it looks exactly like
punch her like that.
Oh my
God. You just gotta take it.
I think it was more of like a face smash.
Take it, bitch. Take it. Squirter.
Jesus Christ.
You know a lot about that, don't you, Georgina?
Squirt.
Yes. So I hear.
Call him out right now.
I know, that is not funny.
Yeah. That's hilarious, is what it is.
Well, I mean, you're the one that's saying it, right?
I'm just She's like, keep your mouth shut.
Bitches gotta know what they gotta live up
you
to.
Want, Gina. You wanna look like Rihanna?
You
don't even try it.
Bring it.
Too soon.
Your face is so red.
It is. Shut up!
She's like so mommy.
I'll tattoo your neck with a freaking bruise around your face.
That's a fun topic. We could get into that too.
Squirting. Is that what we're squirting?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
I don't feel like squirting's been covered enough on Unregular.
It hasn't.
Well, apparently you've never listened when Uncle Andy brings it up.
I squirt all the time.
We're all asleep.
I'm usually sleeping when Uncle Andy brings it up.
Every time.
It's not necessarily the most easy thing to do. I've had people who said they don't know how to do it.
What are you talking about?
I only learned this year.
Female ejaculation.
I've seen it before. I've seen there are
I've
videos
seen
that
it
we
in
could.
Pornos?
There is a one woman. She's blonde, and it was like an old, like not old.
Pamela Jackson.
Is that her? Is and that she would do Pamela the thing Anderson? Where she would wiggle it. She would wiggle it. She would.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, dude. Well, it's there's certain muscles that you learn to contract. Like I learned how to do it a while
no,
ago.
No.
For that long.
I can't even stop laughing.
She's got distance. She's got distance.
Some people can really fucking project that shit. Like, there's like, I don't understand that.
On a wicker chair. I remember that. It was her on a large.
Because you don't want to get your fucking sofa soaked. Like, come on.
You know? I can just spray that off and it's fine. You know, spray it off.
I feel bad. Trying to hit the ceiling.
Get it into my mouth.
Okay, but wait, whoa. Keeping it real. It's not pee, but what is it?
Not quite
ejaculate.
It's like it's ejaculate.
Right.
Yeah, it's like just
it
water.
It sort
out.
Of comes from the same place, but it does. It doesn't.
It's the same stuff that like kills.
I don't
the
understand.
Sperm, right?
It's whatever.
It
freaks me out. The first time I did it, I thought like I peed.
I did too. And
it's
I was
whatever's
like, what
in your sponge.
What? That's
There's a lady sponge in there. You just touch that.
That's the thing that when you stick your fingers up in, then you feel
you
it's
can
all
feel
ripped.
The little sponge, and that's where it comes from.
That's the G spot, right?
Yeah.
That's your lady sponge.
Because it looks like a sponge.
We're learning things. We're educating.
Or your trans sponge.
It feels kind of spongy.
Yeah, the come
it does
hither
feel
motion.
Spongy.
Yeah,
no,
yeah
right.
It does feel spongy.
The come hither motion.
It holds all that liquid in there.
Squishy.
Come now motion.
It's squishy. You just go up and in.
But do you have to like refill?
Yeah, you're
it
right.
With
no,
more juices. Like, how do you
in
like?
And up.
Is there like a refill button? That you
yeah, you need to hydrate. You just get an IV.
Well, Georgina, you were ready for you had mentioned that maybe.
Jesus Christ! I mentioned this when we were drunk. Like, oh God, I should have never told you people.
See, you know what always baffles
valuable
me?
Information.
Yeah, I think so. I can't wrap my anything around the idea of fisting, just because I feel like. I'm
that's
such
a lot
small
to go in
person.
There.
That's what I mean. Like,
you know,
I don't think I have that much.
I'm not,
open her
I'm
up,
not a
open
tiny
her
girl,
up, and that still freaks me out.
Actually, when I'm scrolling through my Tumblr, and you all understand when I'm reblogging my my secret porn Tumblr blog.
Yeah.
It gets so disappointing when I see like a man, and then like another man's fist in the man's hole. I'm just like
asshole. Yeah, I can't, like, that just can't be, that's ouch.
I can't
that's
get there.
Ouch.
I can't get there.
It's too much.
I haven't
much.
Gotten there
do
yet.
Do you want to get there?
Just sit back and relax.
I just got to the wet, the golden wet pee on me.
Wait, you had a golden shower?
The whole, like, drink a lot of PBRs and do that. Because you have to do it in the bathroom. Either way, you can't do it in someone's bedroom.
Yeah, no, that's
you can go on a porch.
That brings a lot. That's
let's take this outside.
You'd probably like that because you like peeing in public.
I do like peeing. Not in public.
Well,
outside.
Not gonna, yeah, outside. So yeah, you could
the
try that.
Angle is not getting caught.
Do you like getting peed on and peeing on someone?
Then you're a pedophile.
Exactly, sir.
And
I'm,
you're,
I'm, la- I'm
you're
an
labeled
adult.
For life.
I'm an adult. I'm an American adult, but I'm an adult. But I'm a man, and when you have to go, you have to go for any human.
I know. I envy
dogs.
That.
It's
I envy
not
that.
I'll pop one by a tree.
Yep. Yeah.
Pop a squad.
And I appreciate that. When you have to go, you shouldn't hurt yourself because it does take a lot of.
No, it hurts. It's the worst feeling in the world. It's the worst feeling in the world to have to pee.
Well, it's just unhealthy, too.
At the after party, I couldn't wait to get upstairs. I had to, like, walk a couple of blocks to urinate on a beautiful tree. And not get caught. Because the conversation was so light, and I didn't want to, like, go inside the house and be like, hey, what's the bathroom? I just got here.
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel like,
you don't want to be that guy.
And then wait in line for, like, 5 hours for the bathroom?
Ew, no.
Yeah, there were actually, the bathroom was very clean and very occupied.
I tried
very
to avoid
vacant,
it.
Very vacant when I,
Really? That's so strange. That's what I hate about the
at the after party?
Yeah, the after party was nice.
It was not bad.
A lot of hot chicks, dude. I saw a lot of hot chicks. One girl was Mika, And she had a friend named Molly who was wearing a weird outfit. They were commenting on it on their way in. And I really thought, dude, I could mac it with this chick. I could bang her. But she could totally sense to homo me.
She wasn't into it?
She was just playing along. She's playing along. She was telling me something about like
put your hand on her inner
not
thigh.
Showering for about 2 days, and I was like, well, it's good when you don't shower because like you marinate. And I was kind of like not being a creep about it, but kind of being like a Steve Urkel like dork about it, and being like, yeah, it's good when you marinate, and
little
then like
marination.
And so then when you exfoliate and wash it all clean, and you can just go right into it.
It's like marinating in a nice steak.
She didn't like that. Well, she liked it, but then she was like, oh god, it's too much.
No, I like people that shower daily.
I think about it sometimes. I'm like, I could maybe find one. Aw. No, she caught the gay in me.
I like to smell those.
Back to machine.
Right. I was actually just talking about that earlier at my friend Waters' house. He likes to lick his girlfriend's armpits.
That's fucking
that's
gross.
Yo, he loves her lady smell and taste. Apparently.
What's his Why first not? Name?
Waters.
That's his first name?
I can get down with that. I draw the line at scat. That's about it. Everything else is fair game for me.
So urine's fine.
Do we have an ashtray?
I mean, I'm not super into urine, but I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
Wait, what do you draw the line at?
Scat.
Scat's the only
feces.
I'll say.
And I'll shake your hand.
Ew, excuse me.
Yeah, same.
Excuse
way.
Me. Scat. What the hell is scat? Poo?
Yes.
No. None of that.
Some people they like it. Some people like what that. Can you do?
This is the only way that scat can be possible. This is the only way that scat can be pleasurable.
Define scat first.
Scat is when you, for me,
scat.
You will have to eat a very proper diet. Of like some kind of fiberish substance. Well, it was fiberish. Non-dairy. I don't know. Something
Fibre
that like
greens.
It comes out clean, and I have to be under that glass, and I really have to take a scientific study about this and how
what is
this
it?
Is making me aroused.
Feces.
Oh, seriously, you're just Human shitting feces. On someone.
Why are you?
You're just shitting on someone. That's all. It's the next level. It's the level of
there's
Russians.
There's some stuff from Fat Life that I can't unsee.
There's. I know. Oh my god. No, I've been on Fat Life and I've looked at some stuff and it's too
I've
much.
I've seen some scary scat play on Fat Life just accidentally.
I've seen. No, I haven't seen scat like, play. I've seen weird role plays that are like out of control.
Have you
like,
done it?
No.
Have you done it?
Luca, let me shit on
you. You let someone shit on your chest?
Shit all over Michaela.
I draw the line there.
I'll shit on me. Yeah, that feels so good.
Yeah, that sounds so gross. I'm gonna poo on you.
I mean, I have a lot of weird kinks, but that's not one of them, so.
What's your weirdest kink?
Ooh, good.
Oh god! I don't know. Is that the time to go?
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god!
Everybody always talks about kink
public,
when I show up.
Public radio. I think probably my weirdest kink is I like rape role play fantasies.
Yes, me too. See, yes, Georgina.
I know.
Yeah, that is mine. That
thank
is
you guys. I now. Feel less weird.
Yeah. Oh, you too. Yes. I fucking love it.
Oh my god! 3 out of 7.
Yeah,
that's like that's almost half. That's awesome,
Luca.
I haven't done it, but I could dig some.
I could, yeah, I could maybe do some non-consensual.
I like being dominated.
I could be either one.
I want to dominate really badly. I do a very very switch thing, but I need like. I'm a more dominant, I think, when it comes down to it.
I think
it
would be like a really nice raper.
You give him a little kiss on the cheek.
I wouldn't
it's all
going to
be okay.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, no cutting on the face. Nothing that will make it feel regretful tomorrow.
That's why it's role
playing.
Well,
no, when you're playing the game, you're not,
choke her out.
I mean, some people like sitting and cutting, but...
I only let one person do that to
choke her out.
No, I had one person.
I like being choked, too. Oh, that sounds...
Me, too.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know. It does feel really good, though, right?
It does feel really good.
It does feel really good.
What is that? Auto-asphyxiation?
It's the thrill.
Or you're about to have an orgasm. It, like, feels so good.
Yeah, it feels so good.
Do it.
Can you demonstrate for us right now?
All right, get on the table.
Move these sandwiches. Let's go.
Get the sandwiches off. Get the meat off the table. Let's go.
Just to go back to the scat thing real quick. I once fucked a guy and it was kind of messy. It was a messy experience.
Oh god. Oh,
yeah.
And I was like, hey dude, we should probably stop. And he's like, why? I'm like, you're not as clean as I expected. You should probably check yourself. And he was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm like, you're kind of getting shit.
There's
like,
shit on
and
my
he's
dick.
Like, and he was like, and he looked behind himself and he was like, oh. And then he like slowly backed up into my dick again. I was like, no. Oh, you're into this.
Poof.
And then he realized that I wasn't into it and then went into the bathroom and then I was the weird guy.
Oh.
Suddenly he didn't want to date anymore. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry, my I don't bad. Like your poo.
You weren't about to chill
out,
were you?
You guys just didn't vibe on that level, I guess. Right?
Poo is so gross. Poo is not, no.
Super hard limit.
I just didn't like the way the poo looked. I just didn't like that. Honestly,
I can't get past the smell.
I could have probably been there.
The smell is what does it.
A lot of gay men have been there when you pull it. You're like,
yeah, I've had that happen.
That's why I keep baby wipes around, dude.
Baby wipes is the best invention ever. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. You can give a poor man baby wipes and that'll last him. Like, it'll just give, if I ever on the street and like, don't give me change, give me like some baby wipes, because like I feel like I could survive a little bit more on the streets, being able to just feel a little bit more clean with the wipes. I just think about it when you're in the alley.
We used to use those in boot camp.
Yeah, I agree.
Baby wipes.
We used to use
they're great.
Baby wipes in boot camp.
People bringing to Burning Man. It's like essential.
Focus.
They're fabulous.
What is your change for baby wipes? Because that's just nice expensive. And fresh. It's expensive.
I buy them on Amazon. They're cheaper.
Oh Christ! I buy my rubbers on Amazon too.
It's a gay man's dream. It's
did you use those in poop camp? Like, did you use the baby wipes
in poop camp?
Baby wipes are the best. No, I prefer baby wipes over anything.
Oh, I know, because it's so fresh after.
It's so good. It's I even want to keep like a little tiny pack in my bag, just so that like, because I've really been thinking about it.
For the poo on the go,
for the poo and the pee. I like them for the pee. I just don't like it in all kinds of like.
Oh, lint. God, I know what you're talking
the
about.
The toilet paper lint, and it just stays in your vagina. Yeah. And
in your vagina. In your
you're
going to
make sure
hair.
That's not in there.
I don't have ass hair. Oh, I have a vagina.
What do they call that? Isn't that called like clit litter?
Ew!
That's cute. Ew. Yes, I like that a lot.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's clit litter.
I always thought it was schmegma, but I like clit litter.
No, schmegma. No, that's man juice.
What is the what?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that is cock cheese.
Schmegma is man juice. I was obsessed with that word for like a whole entire day. Schmegma.
It's not man juice. It's the cheese that grows on uncircumcised penises, like that's under.
Oh yeah. You gross. Want some schmegma cheese, dude? Dude guy?
Schmegma.
I've seen it. Never
you gotta keep
it.
A nice. You gotta keep a clean cock.
Oh,
I
pass
have
me
to.
Some
I
of the
to.
Schmegma, please.
Stop it. I'm done. I'm so done.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Schmegma.
Disgusting.
Gross.
Oh God.
Body parts.
Fuck.
Bring up that tranny topic.
You have to clean up, and it's like it's after you come. You have to clean up after, and you're like. Huh. You look at.
But that's what baby wipes are for.
Yeah.
There you go.
All day.
All set. Now you're fresh.
We're going to take a little break. I need a break. I can't do this. I can't do the schmegma and
take
the
a poop break
anymore.
For number two. Schmegma.
Yeah, we got to
poop break.
We got to go take care of some business, if you know what I mean.
How many?
Schmegma. We'll be back. Three strange women and craziness and schmegma. Stuff. Ew.
Jack Testy. UnregularRadio.com. Boston's best online radio.
Yeah. dance.
Hide, 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 hide
your attention, please.
Radio Unleashed on regularradio.com.
Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick. Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick.
We're back, Three Strange Women, Unregular Radio. This is, crazy. I don't know. Miss Jackie, Jessica, Georgina, Cookie, Kayla, David, Jonah, and Luca.
Hi!
Bastante esta muy loca.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, you little sick bitch.
La gente.
Let's have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Tight.
You just wanted to say tight, Jackie.
I did.
Did you see that new picture that I Have a Gay Day posted?
No.
It's an e-card, and it was like, all I wanted was a fucking kiki.
I saw that. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Me too.
We're going to share it later, and I'm going to tag everybody here.
What is a kiki? What is a kiki? Have you heard the song yet?
A kiki. Oh.
Oh, my God. No. If they haven't heard it, I'm pulling it up now.
Pull it up right now.
I am. No, this is going to be our background.
Let's have a kiki.
A kiki is like a gay party, right? For like drag,
they give the definition in the song, but I can't remember.
Yeah,
what it is.
I forget.
A kiki is a party,
but calming all your nerves.
Oh, calming your nerves, yeah. Sexy party.
Yeah, it's a sexy party to calm all your nerves.
This is the best thing.
It's like so my good kind of party.
I want to have a dance party right now. Instructional
Institute of Mental Instability. I love that. It's gone now.
Come on now,
Jackie. Come on, Jackie. What are you doing, man?
We lost the kiki.
Woo.
Hold on, what the fuck?
Jackie, come on, you're teasing us now.
It wants us to talk about trainings, that's why.
I know, I'm teasing. I have the X out of like 70,000 things.
5,900.
24.
37 million.
Okay, wait, Kiki. Kiki instructional video.
Play.
It's playing.
The Kiki Institute of Mental Instability.
What's up? It's Pickles.
Hey, I'm calling you back. Ooh,
she's been a bitch tonight.
And by bitch, I mean
this rain.
No cab.
Nowhere.
So I had to put on the wigs and the heels and the lashes and the ear and take the train to the club. And you know the MTA
should stand for motherfuckers touching my ass.
So then I get to the club, looking like
a round rat,
and I'm greeted not by Miss Rose at the door, but our friend Johnny Five-O. Yes, honey, the NYPD shut down the party. So no fee for me. I don't even know it's a key. So I hope you're up, girl, because we are all coming over.
Lock the doors, lower the blinds,
fire up the smoke machine,
and put on your heels.
Woo!
Exactly what we need.
Let's have a kiki.
Lock the doors tight. Let's have a kiki. I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Dive, turn, work. Let's have a kiki.
We are gonna serve
and work and work and hot, honey.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, I love it.
So good.
We're having a kiki now.
I'm gonna dance like that, guys.
I wanna dance
in a video like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's just all start dancing like that when we go off.
Kiki is a party.
Here's what a kiki is.
For calming all your nerves.
We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, few may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the door
tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Wow, she's like a kiki.
So that's what a kiki is.
To generalize, a kiki.
Thank you for sharing.
A kiki really, it started from the fucking drag race. I think that a whole RuPaul drag race chat. It's really just like hanging out with the girls. Just
it's the no Scissor drama. Sisters. They were on tour with Gaga. I saw them. They were great.
Scissors, you saved my life.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. They're touring with Gaga. It's awesome.
They not right now. No, they did last year though.
Very cool.
Yeah,
they've been the Boston before. Pretty cool.
This kiki. No drama.
I had to.
I know you had to, because I felt the same way. I was like, I hope she doesn't act out of it. Keep it going. So, yeah, what are we going to get into?
We're going to get into... All right.
So, reality check.
Yeah, reality check.
Oh, snap.
This Kiki is ending. Shit.
What'd I do?
I'm sad. It's so creepy, Georgina.
It's from Portland. It really creeps me out.
I can't believe people would throw this away.
I know. Look at it. Oh, it's fixed. Oh. It doesn't have a head. Oh.
Anyway.
We can pick a lap.
Reality check.
You can pick a lap. Put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it.
Put a bird
on it. I'm lost.
Put a bird on it.
You gotta watch it. It's one of those things.
IFC, Portland.
That's nice.
The dream of the 90s is alive in Portland, Portland.
Portland. Oh. The third one out yet? Is the third season out yet? Because I'm waiting for that shit on the Netflix.
They should show it. Inmates, Portland. Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, right? Focus.
Mm-hmm. I like don't watch TV or movies or anything.
Focus.
All right,
trannies.
Trannies. Trannies. Men with vaginas.
Like, you want to run a train?
Oh, yeah. What? You want to go get off the train?
Those women that were here last week.
Those women. Oh.
They liked us. They wanted to run a train with us.
Yeah, you want to run a train?
Oh, she didn't understand at first.
Free tickets.
Free tickets.
So people are in a hubbub. People are in a hubbub about tranny stuff right now.
They
are. They're in a hubbub.
What's a hubbub?
People are upset.
Oh, okay.
Because some some tranny woman in jail wants to get her surgery, rightfully so, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just like upset about it.
But wait.
There's three reasons, right, why this whole argument surprises me and.
Okay,
and,
let
me lay down these three things.
But before you do, you didn't say what it is. Really.
So there's a woman.
She's in jail. She's in jail.
Male
she
to female.
She identified as a male for the majority of her life because she was a cisgendered male.
Well, we don't know what she identified really, but yeah, that's what she described.
Well, she led a heterosexual lifestyle. She was married. She had a wife. They had a family together and everything. And she proceeded to murder her wife.
Sure. She was convicted. Yep. So she's
first degree murder.
Life without parole or something.
Decisions, yeah.
That to me right there says enough.
I don't care who you are.
I don't care what you get. You should not get any special treatment. Yeah, no, you're in jail for the rest of your life.
Why should
my tax dollars?
What year was this?
Other prisoners do get treatment.
This is what it was. So there was a recent court ruling by Judge Wolf.
Yeah.
Who was Reagan appointed judge said that after years of listening to the evidence, the insurmountable mountain of evidence saying that it's medically necessary, he finally ruled in favor of it.
Years and years.
No one really read his ruling. It was perfectly reasonable, perfectly logical, but they just heard tranny getting sex reassignment surgery in jail. I'm fucking really upset about it.
If you took somebody else's life, I don't give a fuck. You do not deserve to be happy. You don't get to live the life you want to live. You're in jail
here we
for
go.
Life.
So this is why I want to get my three things out there. So the first one is, according to our law, constitutionally, this person deserves this. That's null and void, spoken for. They deserve it by our laws that our opinion is null and void, because if every prisoner was treated the way that we thought that they should be treated, people would probably be way more worse off than they are. Number two, this is great for the trans community because people can go to this case and be like, yo, you're treating this person in jail. I deserve this treatment. Awesome. It's great for the trans community. The third one as a country, we really need to work on our forgiveness skills. Like, our government is killing millions of people every day, and we're like upset about this one person who killed somebody. I don't condone their actions, but I also truly believe that, I mean, you shouldn't hold back something that they really need. Like, just they made a mistake in the past, really detrimental mistake. Here's but I mean,
yeah, you said you're third, so like you're awesome. no, but it's like. When I first saw it on the Metro paper, which is free when you go on the train, I was like, damn, because this is gonna be such a big deal.
Brings a lot of visibility
because I can't even touch that. I can't even as a gay black man American. I can't even go there. I'm just like, let me just see how this unfolds, because this was like over 5 years ago. Is there a number to how long you can kill someone and be cool? I don't know. Is this dude, which when I say dude I mean male and or female?
Woman. This woman.
This woman. I'll just say it. Shit. I'll fall it. That's what I'm saying. And that's why I got caught. And I've gotten caught and in trouble for saying dude. And insane.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Life, I know. Right? I know, dude. No, it's so
and
hard.
And there's questions like, is she going to be like switched to an all female prison? Is she already?
No, she's not yet.
So is that the whole thing? And I think as a judge, as a
why
self-righteous
should you
person,
get that special treatment?
Is that
if you
all
took
she wants for life,
life,
right?
Like,
and we're not going to kill her, right?
If you were in jail for like something that
her.
You could come out on parole or something, you know what I mean? Where you have a chance.
Because
if you have no
cruel
chance
and
to
unusual
be,
to prevent them from getting their surgery. It's cruel and unusual punishment.
We're not going
to
kill her.
But this didn't. Why wait so long to say this? Why wait till you're stuck in prison now?
Because they've been on this case for 5 years.
Yeah,
years and years.
But like, this doesn't make sense.
Can I just say this? All right, so everyone's like, all right, we're mixing up too many different levels of arguments here. They're in the prison system. We've already decided as a society, according to the 8th constitutional amendment, I think it is, against the prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment, that we have to medically provide treatment which is considered necessary to inmates. So it's already been ruled. You missed that bandwagon. Yeah. That already was decided long ago. So now we're saying, okay, what's medically necessary? Well, they have years and years of science on this. The APA, the AMA, and WPATH all say it's medically necessary for these people who have this medical condition to get this treatment. So now it's like, well, actually, the real talking point is that this person is trans, because of course people who have eye problems or schizophrenia or some things that people might think are not immediately life-threatening are still life-threatening in the long run, and you have to treat this medical condition. So why are we all focusing on the fact that they're trans? Because they already have to receive their medically necessary treatment. The end.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm trying to say. All I'm saying is like, as a righteous person, I'm just like, give it to him.
And then, that's what I'm saying.
And like, then I can say she got it. And then I'm like, she's got it. I hope she's happy, because shit. I mean, we're not gonna kill her. We're not gonna.
She's gonna be in jail
still
for life.
She's still gonna be in jail either way. Yeah. So, and we're already paying for her to like hang out and live for the rest of her life in a fucking jail.
Yeah.
You know,
so
just give it to her.
Corrupt
and then
system,
monitor the shit out of her, because the second that she fucks up, let me know, because now we're gonna, cause that's gonna create another uproar.
Take it away.
Oh, tranny in women's prison does something weird, you know, like you know, that's what it's gonna turn into.
Yeah, I could.
But the whole talking point is that they're trans, because we treat people who are in prison are getting medical treatment every day, and we're not saying anything about it. And now it's, oh, this trans fucking prisoner, no fucking way. No way! My tax dollars! My tax dollars!
They murdered
everything,
someone!
Everything is like, my tax dollars!
I have a question.
It's not
about.
Even
What's
an expensive
question?
Procedure
so
compared to other
medical... So, she got this procedure. Is she
illnesses?
Now in the women's
she had not. She has not
she
gotten
has not
it.
Gotten yet. Everyone's mad because she is just...
Hold
it's
up,
been
she got it done already?
No.
No.
She got
no.
It done
already. That's the problem, yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't think it's medical, like that it's necessary. That's what I think that's the big
That's the big argument.
But
that's not for them to judge. The judge already ruled that it was.
He did rule
The AMA, the APA, and WPATH.
But people don't understand, like out in the middle of America, like they don't understand that this is necessary. You know what I mean? Like,
I think
this is,
people are just confused because this is like a big transition that we have to go through. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
We all have
as
to
a
go
whole,
through
because
we're
country.
All paying for this as Americans.
I just
even
feel like
him,
it's such
her,
a like. I don't
her.
Feel like this
her.
Person
you know
deserves it because like they've
it's
already nice. Been so far as to like when you take a life that's different from being a crack dealer for 20 years and getting caught and like things like that. You're like, if this was somewhere else, that person could have gone through the death penalty. I don't think that in any way, shape, or form, there's any type of justification for taking anyone else's life. Like, you're a murderer. You literally...
Yeah, but would you say it to all those same prisoners who weren't trans? Are you saying...
Yeah, I don't
these,
think that none of
so
them...
So it's not at fact... So, but I'm saying to you, that's already said and done. That decision that we provide them care was decided long ago. That's not even questioned now. What's in question is this trans person getting medical care.
Right.
And what does that do? What does that do for us as like human beings? If we're like, no, you murdered someone. Like we have like there's mass murders like occurring every day, and we blind ourselves to it.
I don't.
But we focus on.
It just seems a little sketchy to me that this person came about this whole idea like after they had been. You know what I mean? Locked up for life.
Really?
Like, why would it take you so long?
People realize they're
like,
gay that, and they're like, when they're on the death bed. You know what
I'm
mean?
Just sketched out by that. I don't know enough about this
that's
person's
true,
history.
Dude.
All I know is that they really.
People find out they're gay many years down the road. They're already living this totally heteronormative. They're like, oh shit, I'm gay.
I mean,
and you never know that they didn't have problems because they were trans and repressed.
Yeah, right, you know what I'm saying? But you know? She can still be fucked up, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. She's still locked up. She's still going to monitor her.
Yeah.
And so she's in her.
I'm well adjusted.
She's comfortable. Okay, all right, fine. My taxes are going towards something. That's what we're paying for, right?
I think we need to focus more. Okay, well, this person has no chance of like parole or anything, correct?
No.
So.
That shouldn't matter. That's a moot point.
If we're going to do this, whole, you know, pay for the procedures and everything.
We do. That's what we do.
Then we should also. Why don't we pay for things like rehabilitation and ways that you can make a person able to be put back into society instead of waste all these dollars?
I agree with you.
To keep this person who's having a transformation and a whole entire like revelation through this process that they're going to go through, right? So. Why not try to rehabilitate that person to make them able to function
in society?
They
should be rehabilitating everyone. At all
I understand
times.
That. Yeah. That's what doesn't make sense to
they
me.
They don't. But
why
they
would
should.
You offer this procedure and not offer a rehabilitation thing to
The whole system? It's that same corrupt. Thing that you were saying, this person doesn't deserve this. It's that mentality that prevents us from forgiving and saying we need to rehabilitate
I get that it's a forgiveness thing. I can be a stubborn person like that. I can admit that. But like, it's real. Still, to me, I just think it's all kind of.
Well, no, I mean, you came around, you're logically irrational, you came around and you were. You were like, okay, we should rehabilitate.
That is legitimate. They do that in like really progressive countries in Western Europe.
I know they do, and it's a great thing. But we as Americans aren't doing that right now, so we need to come up with a plan.
But this is probably the least corrupt thing I've seen in prison since knowing more and more about prison. So it's just funny for me to see people get all crazy. I'm like, we have this like prison farming system, which is like totally profitable. We have people incarcerated for non-violent crimes, and now everyone's like. This fucking training, trying to get out. It's like,
well, you have to understand, this is a new thing that we have to look at when we're looking at our, because we're all looking at it where our taxes are paying for, right? We're all looking at that bill, right? We get that letter,
bill at the end of the day.
Our taxes are paying for war. So much worse
so much
shit.
War. So much worse.
So much worse shit that war, I really. Shouldn't be doing. I mean, come on. I'm not freaking out about it. I'm just saying, let's get it done and then monitor as always, and then this will be another thing we're going to have to deal with. What's the big hubbubaloo?
Sounds like another media distraction. A good one for the trans community.
Very nice.
Do you think that they might have made this subject like known to the public so that Americans can become more aware?
I am glad though
of this situation. And
I don't know if anyone did that consciously, but I think that it says a lot about American consciousness.
Media scare tactics.
Obviously, need to know about
these
types of situations.
Definitely,
and there's so many that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and a lot of them have the negative standpoint, and it's from their place of ignorance because they don't know they anybody know like totally that. Ignorant. Or
where is she being held right now?
Mass correctional facility.
Yeah, right
here.
Yeah.
Massachusetts. Oh,
yeah. And now it's national news. It's national news.
Oh, is it?
That's why. It's local. You should be paying attention to me.
Okay. All right.
Hey, every Massachusettsian. Right, it's Massachusettsian, right?
Massachusetts is a masshole.
No, we're massholes.
Good for us. It sucks. I mean, like, it's a sticky situation, and
sticky. It's very sticky.
I don't think it's that good.
Massachusettsians. Yeah. This is like what we are. This is what we're all about. And
we're so progressive.
Again, America's pissed at us again.
Well, Elizabeth Warren said that she disagreed. She was also encouraging the detention facility to appeal it. Also, so she came out as saying, "Yeah, she does." She like
that's
supports
bullshit.
It, along with Scott Brown saying no, we shouldn't. And I'm like, what, Elizabeth Warren? How about fuck you? How about fuck you? Yeah, like,
I don't think I don't think people give. They don't think that it's legitimate. They don't. They like. They look at it and they say, oh, this trans person. Like they don't actually.
They don't
see it as a legitimate.
That's what it really is.
As does she deserve it?
Yeah, and I think that doesn't even matter.
No, that is true. That's who needs the operation, but he can't pay for it.
I do think that a lot of people are on that mode of thought, well, this person doesn't deserve it, and there are people who are deserving.
Then why doesn't why couldn't Jody get his paid for it? It's a medical need. Does this person in jail deserves it? No. What about a good person?
We're not getting crazy people getting eyeglasses. Like, we're not like... Jonah needs eyeglasses. What can he get? This prisoner's getting eyeglasses. It's like, oh, there's a surgery. Oh, there's trainees involved. Oh, no. But we're not like crazy. Like that man has glasses in jail right now. Somebody paid for their glasses.
Like, it sounds like
that was just like carpet.
Do we get prison? mates like laser surgery for like their eye?
I'm sure we do.
I'm sure we do.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know if we do. cancer patients.
I'd be really surprised. At least
we don't
classes,
pay for anything
right?
in this.
No, we do. We pay for too much.
It's, no, we do,
it's
but we
money
don't get anything for free.
It just it circulates, and it's all about circulating the money. And if you don't put in your pot to circulate the money, then
money.
The fake money.
The fake money.
It's called,
oh,
it's
was not I not supposed
money.
To tell people that?
That's so rude. No,
oh,
no,
my
no.
God.
No.
Just another hurdle
we
in the civil rights
No,
movement.
We know about the fake money. But it's
please
not,
don't let me pop
don't call
the
it fake money.
Bubble.
That's rude. You call it counterfeit.
Counterfeit.
Or magic.
No, I'm talking about
or
the...
Or legal counterfeit. It's legal counterfeit.
I think what I'm referring
and
to is
fine.
The digital...
Monopoly money.
Monopolized international debt.
And then when you like, you know, tone it down to a fraction, it's just called money.
Money.
And that's life. You know, life is a big old game. I lost. Yeah. I lost. I just called myself out. It's fine.
But you a winner.
Every day.
Yes.
Every day.
I am rich.
Day.
I am rich with time
Wait,
and
on.
Love and friends.
Scratch this
that's
train
what
apart.
I give a shit about.
Where's the other train? What was the other? Oh, I guess see. Sorry.
We
sorry,
went past
out.
The hour.
There's another a teacher.
We have extra
now.
Time today.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
there,
nice.
There we go. We don't have
isn't
to shut
there
the
a T teacher? And I say T teacher meaning.
Oh yeah.
Oh
let's
yeah.
Talk
the
about
transgender
this.
Teacher.
That part.
Yeah,
that was more lighthearted.
Yeah.
That was
that's
a lot
a cool
more lighthearted.
Story that I found.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That was
yeah.
Much
that's
lighter.
The one that
that's
I didn't.
Yeah.
Bring
that one up. Yeah.
Aren't we cute?
Because I really wanted to focus on that one because I am all about that as opposed to and I don't give a fuck as opposed to the male porn. Actor who also substitutes as a teacher and like and then he got fired he got caught I'm not sure what his name is
we're talking about Buck Angel
is that what his name is yeah and
I don't know if he's
fired?
A teacher.
No he was a teacher yeah
there's a porn a male porn star and he
was he trans
also no he's a full-on male
not
and I'm not trying to draw off
oh yeah
topic.
Yeah yeah yeah
the
no I remember
saying this,
hearing about that yes you're right
and I'm bringing it in because
we covered that on Public and DC
he's a teacher
that?
Who either before and or after but especially after was like you know substituting teachers substituting children which I think is funny to do porn and then teach children and then expect them to not find you on Google/ you know the interweb
oh of course that's his own
not
stupidity
cool. But for a trainee for a trainee to like be a teacher and is she doing porn
in no. Buenos Aires
is she doing
she's fine check out how's her record good
in
she's
Buenos Aires
she
yeah no this
has,
this
God
teacher.
Forbid we educate kids on actual sexuality.
Well, that's what it
well,
is.
Yeah, like, who cares
know.
About that? What they do in their spare
time?
And
they wouldn't know
time.
Anyway.
Who the fuck
cares?
The
know
one
anyway.
You were just talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it was kind of wrong for them to judge him for a profession that he had.
Not at all. Yes, of course.
You know, like. I've
yeah.
had an ass ton of jobs, dude. So
all
like,
yeah, no one
like
cares about your personal
timing.
Life.
Can't
like,
say
yeah.
I wouldn't
you
do some porn if
yeah,
I had a good deal.
I'm not knocking it because that's kind of hot. It's
but she's not
hot.
A porn star. She's
that's
just kind of.
It makes me giggle, but like, I just think his timing was wrong. I would have imagined.
Just because he's a porn star, he's not a good teacher. Like,
right,
exactly.
Not
that's my
I'm
point.
Not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying his timing was off. I feel like he should have done something before and or after.
In between,
yeah.
You can do
I
both.
Guessed.
I think you wanted this cake and eating it too, and you can do that. But like, there was a moment when, like, maybe okay. There are
wait,
cops.
So was he doing like porn part time and teaching?
Okay, so, see that's at the Middle East.
I don't see a problem.
Where is
this?
Well, listen,
you gotta pay your bills, man.
I don't know where that happened. I don't know where that happened, but this is a more positive story about in Buenos Aires. There's a teacher
all right, here
who. Formerly identified as a cisgender male as Jose, and she has been working in as a school teacher for 22 years, and just recently this spring after the I guess it's whatever it's July is their winter because where they're located, and so after the July winter session she approached the administrators of the school, said I have an obligation to be coherent with my deepest sentiments that are leading me to make to take this step in my life, a life that will never be believed to be lived to the fullest if I don't show the essence of my own being, and my being is profoundly feminine. She wants to change her name to Melissa.
Melissa.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty. I like it, Melissa.
I do too. That's why I said it like that.
Melissa.
Khaleesi.
Oh, sorry. But the Senate passed a law on May 9th in Buenos Aires saying that gender identity, it allows individuals to adapt to their national ID documents and birth certificates based on gender choice. So they have the opportunity there to be accepted, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty...
Awesome. No, it really is. We're moving forward.
We
really are. We are moving forward. This is the time for change.
There
really
are more progressive
countries out there than America is what's kind of funny. America's
zombie
probably
apocalypse.
One of the least.
Yes, I would totally survive.
What was
would
that?
You?
I think about that all the time.
I would.
Time.
I would survive. I don't care. Like I if it came down to it, to my life, I would survive. Absolutely.
Fucking pull out the Marine shit.
What, in zombie apocalypse?
I just hang out with you two. Right yeah, do, I just hang out with you two, so then I know that
I'm going to be in jail. Trannies to zombie apocalypse.
Trannies.
Where's Caleb Jonah? Where are they?
I used to be in the Marine Corps, and she's in the Coast Guard. We'll team up. We're good.
Survival skills? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta shut your mouth, Georgina, though. That's the only thing. You gotta keep quiet.
Oh,
can
yeah,
you do that?
Yes,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
You
yes, I can. You
can
just duct tape my mouth if you wanted to.
You'd like,
you could get into
that.
Yeah, get into
it's so
that.
Sticky into it. It's heavy. It's heavy. The fuck? It's heavy. Fuck.
Can you carry my gun for me?
I would not. Do you mind carrying this for me?
You'd shriek. You'd shriek.
No, will you
and
carry
them to
me?
Us.
I need a wheelchair.
I feel like
it wasn't that working. It's the apocalypse. You salads are down.
I can't walk anymore.
To bring it back to the tea, because I love to sing tea. I would love to.
No, I would just be afraid that you would shriek and like draw them to us.
I scream like a man, okay? I don't have a high pitch. Like, no.
Yeah, but we need no screaming at all. It doesn't matter. There's no screaming involved.
I wouldn't. I'd be blowing up zombies. Are you kidding me?
Blowing up.
I'd go in kill mode. I'd be like, blood all over my face. Like, they're fucking dying. Absolutely.
Yeah,
like
blowing them up.
Like some Predator shit. Yeah, Rambo.
Like some Rambo shit.
Absolutely.
No,
fucking blow them smithereens.
If you're making noise, you're drawing. I don't want to be around someone.
We'd have candy. Candy would kick ass.
Cookies leaving.
Yeah, she would.
I love my cookies.
Did she get them right in the jugular?
No, Candy would realize
bye, Cookie.
Just be like, mwah. This is what I
oh my
do.
God. That's what I gotta do.
That's the loudest, yippiest dog. Nope. I would. If you kept your dog, I'd be heading for the hills. All right,
but
I would
zombies move like this.
Candy would
and
be
good. And Candy,
Candy
would
be like yipping and ass out
of
them.
Candy would just go right to the throat to each one.
Yeah.
Zombies move slowly towards you, but then when they catch your scent, they...
Okay, back up. Zombies are not... They don't... I mean... They're movie things. You don't know what they would actually be like if they were real.
Well,
they're
zombies.
I just like all like
because there's nine. Zombies that are really slow in the movies. There's zombies that are really fast.
True.
Or like 28 days later.
I'm least worried about a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm also
about
very not
natural
about
disaster.
About a zombie.
It's happening this year.
For it.
No, it's not going to be the zombies.
What is it? December 21st?
They say
I really believe that one day it's going to happen.
It's going to be
a
zombie apocalypse.
I will be ready. Let's stop appearing.
Oh my God.
I'm going to start whittling my sticks
me,
now.
You and Jonah and Luca.
Just a regular apocalypse.
We're all going to survive.
Get ready.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to survive. We need
sorry,
to
guys.
Quit.
I would be like, I'd I be like survive. Meditating myself into another dimension. I'm not sticking around for that.
Oh, no.
You're going to be meditating when a zombie comes?
I would meditate myself into another
you're
dimension.
Fucking
yes,
meditate
I would.
Into another dimension?
Yes. No, my entire body would be in a different
dimension.
I'm
not going
to be your friend.
No,
it
would.
You're going to join the zombie nation. Fuck you and fuck you.
I will join the zombie nation just because. Like at some point, the second I see a portal,
I would just slide right between the dimension and you guys
or a little exit point. I'm out. Like I'm not surviving. Like I'm going to play this game to win. I'm playing
it's
this game to win.
Apocalypse.
I'm into the zombie thing, but the second I see an exit or something to some other.
What do you mean an exit? Like, where are you going?
If there's a
meditating
portal to
another
part of the world.
You
know, like, there's multiple universes.
Oh,
so
now
if
there's different dimensions.
All I'm saying
there
is, like,
are,
if there's zombie
are,
apocalypse, yeah. I'm going to have to open that door too.
Okay. I mean,
why
yeah,
not?
But how do you pass
I will be. You and I will generate the energy together and we'll bounce.
The second I'm like, I'll let you know.
How do you pass through them?
Let's go.
I haven't learned yet.
We won't tell you. How?
I don't remember. I mean, I'm here, right? I must have done it before.
Can we all scream any louder, please? I'm just saying.
He's going to meditate.
It's 420, guys. Happy 420.
Happy 420.
No, he's going
to
meditate.
I was supposed to go to the unemployment office.
He said if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, but how do you do that? I'd like to do that.
You meditate. Sit down. Just fucking piece yourself out. Yeah, that's a good question. How do you do it? I haven't learned yet. I don't remember.
Hold on. What was the question?
Are you going to meditate out into another dimension if a zombie pops up?
I believe that like when you want it to happen, it will be.
You're just
like
will
a doorway opens up? Come on now, guys.
Because you're an American.
Because you're American. We have rights.
God. All right. Well, we went a little over because we had we are so done. So done.
Yeah, I agree.
We just wasted this whole. Yeah,
it's time for me to go to work.
You want to get into some musicals right now?
Oh yes.
Oh my God.
No, we're going.
Not allowed.
All right. I do want to say that like before we get.
Well, it's gonna be close to midnight.
Oh. Wait, I want to hear what David has to say.
No, fuck that shit.
It says time for danger.
All right.
Here we go.
That's that.
No, they those just did who a summer are muted. Blogger.
We're I'll gonna leave. This is Three Strange Women. It's been fun. I don't even know what just happened. That was a good time.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.
I want to thank everybody. Time. I want to thank Georgina, Jessica, Crystal, Kayla, David, Jonah, and Luca.
Welcome. My phone yet? Why has no one emailed me finding my phone? I don't get it.
What now?
Return David's
love you,
phone.
Daddy. Have a good day. Have a good week. Yeah, fuck that shit. Yeah.
Everybody, we'll be back next week. Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Keep it locked. UnregularRadio.com.
Jack Testy. UnregularRadio.com. Boston's best online radio.